President Obama has proposed stricter gun control legislation and signed 23 executive actions to curb gun violence. But will any of these measures, like universal background checks and putting armed police in schools, will it get congressional backing? And more importantly, will it make Americans any safer? Joining me now, editor-in-chief of Reason.com, Nick Gillespie. And I wanted to talk to you, Nick, because it doesn't seem to be a Republican Democrat issue. It is kind of, but it almost more rural urban than it is anything else.
You're absolutely right. And once you get off of the coasts, partisan politics doesn't tell you anything about gun ownership rates or gun ownership laws and attitudes towards them. About 45% of Americans live in a household with at least one gun, and it's half the country versus the other half in a lot of ways in terms of the comfort level with the idea of guns in the house or guns in circulation.
Well, you're a big libertarian guy. Is there a libertarian point of view?
Well, yeah, I think so. And I'll also point out I'm a big libertarian guy, and I am not a gunman at all. I've held a gun. I've shot a gun twice. I'm not familiar with them. I'm not comfortable with them, to be quite honest. But, I think libertarians, and I think most Americans actually take the Second Amendment very seriously, the idea that the Constitution guarantees individuals a right to own and bear arms. Even after this, even after the Newtown shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, Gallup and other polling agencies found, and this is quite common after mass shootings, there is not a huge amount of an upsurge in really restricting gun ownership rights and gun ownership rates. One of the things that is interesting is that over the past 20 years, exactly over the time period when concealed carry weapon laws were liberalized, so more people could carry more guns in more places. As more people started buying guns, the number of guns went up. Violent crime and violent crime committed with guns, including homicides, have gone down. And I think people understand that, a more armed society, a more well-armed society, is not necessarily a more violent society overall. And in fact, we've seen that having more guns around has correlated, at the very least, with less violence.
All right. So the president had these 23. I call them executive suggestions because there's no teeth to any of this. He was saying these are the things that I think will be reasonable. And when you look at those lists, I had a guy call the radio show who was talking about the fact that none of this should apply because the Second Amendment doesn't allow the federal government to go in and put any sort of background checks or anything else. Yeah. Agree?
Well, I believe in taking the Bill of Rights seriously, and the fact of the matter is that unlike the First Amendment, which talks about how Congress shall make no law respecting the right of free speech, of assembly, things like that, the Second Amendment doesn't read quite that way. So there are regulations that are in place, that are quite constitutional. But I think you're right when you talk about these, not as executive orders, but executive suggestions. When you look at this list, it's things like the president will appoint a director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The question isn't why he's doing it now, it's why hasn't it been done before? What's taking so long? Other things are like cabinet secretary Kathleen Sebelius and Arne Duncan will start a national dialogue about violence in schools. These are not even suggestions. To say they're toothless is even too strong a statement. But I think what it reflects are two things. One is that Obama understands the political reality is that guns are popular among people. And they're not popular among people because people are gun nuts, but because most Americans recognize that gun ownership is not a bad thing. It doesn't cause crime. It probably prevents it. But the other thing, and this is more important, is that I think Obama deep down understands that there is very little that we can do to stop something like the Sandy Hook shooting. The fact is that the criminologists who look at mass shootings say without question that they have not been increasing in frequency over the past 25 years. These are rare events, and it is very hard to avoid these events. And I think that you see under President Obama, or in his executive orders, there's a recognition that there's actually very little that you could do to stop a particular thing like this.
So what's with the vilifying of the NRA? Is it just one of those things where you're in Washington, when you have a pro-con type of debate, you need a villain, and they've picked the NRA to be the villain?
Yeah, and I mean, I think the way to look at that is more of kabuki theater in the sense that the NRA also does the other thing. You know, the NRA in the recent presidential election kept talking about how Obama was coming for your guns. He was going to take your guns. The only two gun-related laws that Obama pushed in his orders that he did in his first term were to actually expand the ability to carry loaded guns into national parks, which he did, and then that's since been rescinded since Sandy Hook. And the other one was to check a locked gun and a locked unloaded gun on Amtrak. Obama did nothing about gun control in his first term, but the NRA vilified him. He vilifies the NRA, and Democrats and Republicans can all feel good about stuff because this is symbolic theater that has very little to do with anything other than kind of stoking your fundraising base. But it'll have no actual impact on you know, whether or not we have more gun rights or less gun rights.
Yeah.
And importantly, it'll have virtually nothing to do with whether or not we have more gun violence or not gun violence. This is the essential backdrop of any discussion about mass shootings, school shootings, theater shootings, has to be a recognition that over the past 20 years, things have gotten better in terms of gun violence and violent crime in general, homicides. Across the board, everything is much better than it has been, and we need to understand that because when people start talking about an epidemic of violence, they are just not dealing with the facts as they exist in reality.
And that's the part that I did like, was he said, let's do some studies because I'd like to have the facts, and that would help an awful lot in these arguments. Nick Gillespie, great to talk to you. Thank you so much, Nick.
Thank you, Tom.
You bet.